Shalom, today's daf yomi is Yevamos daf tzadi aleph, Yevamos 91. And the Gemara cites a Mishnah on daf 91, on 91b, and let's just look at this Mishnah that's being cited by Rava as a proof for a case. But we'll just look at this Mishnah independently, that kasav sofer gel ish. So the man and woman come to the scribe, they say, we want to get divorced, and the man needs a get. To give to the woman, so he has to pay for the get. He needs this get, and the woman needs a receipt to give to the man when he pays her ksuva. But what happens? The man writes the scribe writes the get for the man, v'shover l'isha, and he writes the receipt for the woman. Ta v'nasan get l'isha. Let's say, but what happens is the scribe makes a mistake, and instead of giving the get to the man so that the man can give it to the woman, he gives it directly to the woman, v'shover l'ish, and he gives a receipt to the man. V'nas nu zelazet, and so the woman gives the man the get, and the man gives the woman the receipt. But this is. Backwards, because the man is supposed to give the woman the get, and the woman is supposed to give the man the receipt. So that's what happened here. They messed it up. So technically speaking, this woman has not gotten the get. And so therefore, the woman was not really divorced. And what happened was the woman then went and remarried on the basis that she had received the get. And then later on, it was clarified that what happened was hareya get yotze mitachas yad ha'ish. Later on, it was clarified v'shover mitachas yidei ha'isha. So later on, it was clarified that the man now has the get, and the woman has the receipt. So which means to say, everything was backwards. They discovered later on that everybody has the wrong document. So now this woman had gone ahead and remarried somebody else. And the law is that if a woman, while she's married, has relations with another man, she's prohibited to her husband and to the new man. And so now as a result, what will be the law? So the Mishnah rules that in this circumstance, So the Mishnah rules in this case that the woman has to leave both men. She can't stay with the new husband, and she can't return to the old husband. So the Gemara says that Rabbah says, why do we penalize her? Why wouldn't we say, why wouldn't we penalize her and say, well, what could she have done? Because she had no control over the situation, and so therefore, why does she have to be suspicious that the scribe would make a mistake here? Meaning to say, maybe everything had been done properly. Why does she have to assume that it wasn't? And so therefore, it doesn't disprove that even though it was an accident, we're going to penalize her. Merson, in this case, she had a way that she could have dealt with this. What could she have done? What she could have done was, she could have had the get been read out loud before the chacham, before a scholar, and the scholar would have double checked that indeed she got what she had signed up for, that indeed she had gotten the get. So this is a type of a situation where a woman thought she got the get, but didn't really get the get, and the rabbis of the Talmud penalize her and say that indeed she has to leave her new husband. So Rav Moshe Feinstein actually was faced with a similar question. He discusses this in a responsum about a woman, and this is America, so a woman who it became known after the fact that she had been married and everybody thought she was a widow, and actually her husband was alive before she had remarried, and what happened was she really had not, and even though he died afterwards, they discovered that she had not been, so that actually he was not a widow, but actually he had divorced her, but he had not divorced her with a proper get. You know, in America in those days, who knows if the get was done properly according to Moshe and Yisrael, and this man was still alive. And so therefore, and now they wanted to know if she was the man she had remarried after the fact, if she was allowed to stay with him, because maybe he had been adulterous with her, because technically speaking, she was married. And so they said, well, maybe we would assume that she could stay because she thought she had been divorced from him. And so therefore, because they had told her, yeah, we're divorcing you according to the laws of Moses in Israel. And she signed the piece of paper. And so therefore, since she had signed the piece of paper, we assume that she had been divorced. And so therefore, since she assumed she was doing everything right, maybe under these circumstances, we're going to assume that we don't penalize her and we allow her to be with the second husband and just get a divorce from the first husband after the fact. So that was the question that they brought to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a long tshuva about this, and he says, actually, we see from our Gemara here that we really should not say that, well, since she thought it was the right way, therefore it's good enough. Why? Because we see that, and Rav Moshe cites a couple of cases from our Gemara, that if you write a get and you write it improperly, like we said, that the get was the wrong piece of document was given to the woman, that she has to leave both marriages, and even though she thought she was divorced. And indeed, that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, at first glance, she would have to leave. But then Rav Moshe Feinstein said, in this case, if there's a great need, we could allow her to stay with the new husband. And the reason is because actually, before she married this new husband, she had married another man in between. And since there are those who say that in the case where the woman is adulterous, if it's not, since once you become adulterous the first time, you can't return to your husband. If this is the second man that you're adulterous with, then you are allowed to remain with the second man. It's just the first man and the husband that she can't be with. And so, and since in this case it was not the first man because she had married somebody in between, therefore Moshe Feinstein said that if there's a great need, she's allowed to remain married to this new man.